But there was no pain for Mary in the birth of her son, because such pain at childbirth is the result of original sin, and Mary knew no sin whatsoever. She was immaculate. She was spotless from the first moment of her existence. And as the fathers of the church put this miracle of the virgin birth, we think very beautifully, as a ray of light passes through a window without disturbing the glass in the least, so Jesus passed from the womb of Mary to her arms, leaving her body entirely intact. And that's why we say, with the common teaching of the Catholic Church, Mary was a virgin before, during, after the birth of her divine son. Now this little boy, this baby of hers, was God. And that's why we say Mary is the mother of God. But she is not God. And the distance between Mary and the Creator is still infinite. But we would go so far as to say she gives more glory to God than all the saints and angels in the universe. And even one father of the church seems to exaggerate when he expresses himself. One thought of Mary gives more glory to God than all the rest of the creation put together. I guess that might sound like exaggeration to the mentality of non-Catholic Christians. But when you really know this woman, no, it's not exaggeration. It's the truth. And God has rewarded her. But it's not difficult to see why and how such peace would rule that holy family when that family had Mary for its mother. And even when sorrow came into their lives, as when they were forced to flee into Egypt to escape the sword of King Herod, they still kept their peace. And just imagine the joy of these happy three, Jesus, Mary, Joseph, when they were reunited after the child Jesus had been lost and found as a 12-year-old youngster in the temple. Jesus really loved and respected his mother. You remember, it was at her request that he worked his first miracle when he changed over 100 gallons of water into wine to save some newlyweds' embarrassment before their wedding guests. A first miracle, not to save a soul, a first miracle not to cure a withered limb, but a first miracle to make a bridal party happy. And wine does have the faculty to do such, of course, drunk in moderation. As Richard Crashaw put that miracle, translating St. Augustine, I think, he said, at the wedding feast of Cana, the timid water saw its God and blushed. The timid water blushed to see its God, and we might add, to see Mary, the mother of God. And at the foot of the cross, she was not forgotten by her divine son. And the third word that Jesus spoke through that exquisite pain of the crucifixion, he addressed himself to St. John when he said to him, "Son, behold thy mother, take good care of her." And after his resurrection from the dead, we can feel sure that he would visit his mother Mary before anybody else, since it was his sorrowful mother who stood so bravely beside him at the foot of the cross that Friday afternoon before, helping him crush the head of Satan. If he's going to appear to 11 apostles, five hundreds of other people, 72 disciples, and of course that girl who was never afraid to venture forth, Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils, if he's going to visit them, surely he'd be there to comfort, to console the one who suffered more than all the rest put together because of her heightened sensitivity, the mother of God, the sorrowful mother.